You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala. Now's your chance to turn back.
Okay, yes.
Everybody. This is MZ Now.
Happy Twerksgiving, everyone.
Hey.
Tis the season.
To twerk.
We have a guest in studio, Lola B.
What's up, guys? From,
hey. You do a show called Night B,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
How do we find that show?
On SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
We are definitely on SoundCloud at the Night B show.
Okay.
Gets weird.
And you are here as a guest judge to... judge these twerkies that we have coming in.
A visiting expert.
Yeah,
yes.
A visiting expert.
Yes.
Now, you have experience in twerking, correct?
I definitely do. I have my PhD in twerksology.
Right. So you know what you're talking about.
I'm definitely here for it.
Gotcha.
Definitely here for it.
Yeah, and I apologize. It might get really warm in this studio because our AC went out yesterday.
So we're going to be lit.
Yeah, and it's going to be lit.
Yeah.
That's why. Something happens every Twerksgiving. First Twerksgiving we had, I had a flat tire. Blew out on the way up here.
Mm-hmm.
Second Twerksgiving... the lights didn't work in the studio.
Last year. They were flickering off and on. That's
and then this year, we don't have an AC. And this is the year I decided to put on like a hoodie and...
It feels good right now.
It does. Well, we'll open that door
the
here.
Legend of the Twerksgiving curse.
Yeah. Definitely cursed. Decided to change things up a little bit this year. We're not going to have like a flock of twerkies come in here because it just took too long last year to get through everybody. So we decided we would find the two best twerkies in the DFW area.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be a head-to-head battle.
Oh,
like
wow.
A street fighter.
So, but they're
be a twerk off.
Females, right? So it's not two males going head to head?
Two females going head to head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were supposed to have Bree and Emily from Little Women Dallas, left cheek, right cheek. And I talked to Emily this morning, and they were going to talk about their new music, and they're also going to help guest judge and all that. But spoiler alert, Bree is 6 months pregnant.
What?
Yeah. It's not on the show yet, but she's 6 months pregnant.
You're such an insider.
I have inside information.
Can you even say that?
It was on TMZ.
That's what I'm about to ask.
Yeah, it was on TMZ.
So oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
I was going to ask her about it anyway. I was going to try to be nice about it. I'm like, hey, you gained a lot of weight. instead of being like, hey, you look pregnant.
That would have been such a compliment.
Yeah.
Emily talked to the manager or whatever and said, hey, I don't think we're going to make it because Bree's throwing up and I got to take care of her because Bree's a single mom. If you watch the show, you would know that Wuda's no longer in the picture.
Oh. Right.
Another little spoiler.
What name did you just say? Wuda.
Yeah.
Wuda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's her baby daddy.
That's a great name. I'm going to name a cat that.
Yeah. I don't know if that's his real name. I think that's just his rap name. Wuda.
No, Wuda.
Oh, come here, Wuda.
Yeah, he's a rap. They all date rappers, every single one of them.
Of course, because that's what reality TV, that's what they do. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right, you're supposed to date rappers. Yeah. I have offered my services as a rapper to these girls, and they have no interest.
My services?
Yeah. As a boyfriend.
Or are they
a baby daddy.
I think like a sperm donor.
As a reality TV
show
boyfriend.
I'm sorry. I got that confused.
I don't know if we actually have a real relationship off the show.
Oh, okay.
But on the show, we would have a relationship.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But
And you pitched this and they rejected it?
Yeah.
How weird.
Multiple times. In fact, I just emailed Emily again.
Multiple times.
Listen.
I rubber banded to a brick.
Yeah. So Emily said, please stop emailing me. So I don't know what's going on there. So anyway, we're very excited about Twerksgiving. That'll be happening later on in the show. And of course, we'll have Jaime here as a judge as well because he's a veteran judge.
James.
Yeah, James.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we're over here drinking water that has like 8 ingredients in it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That little bitty bottle of water has 8 ingredients?
Yeah. The first ingredient is purified water.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You would expect that.
And then a bunch of other big words.
Right.
That are listed as flavor-enhancing minerals.
I'm drinking Dr. Pepper, so mine has 23 flavors, I believe.
Right. That's it. Yeah. That's all it's got.
23 flavors.
Yeah.
I believe your drink is more healthier than our water right now. Our water has 5 flavors.
Okay. Well,
bicarbonate. Potassium bicarbonate. I didn't think that was supposed to be in water, but obviously.
Did you watch Justice League, Eric? Mm-hmm. He sees all the movies.
I watched it yesterday.
You watch it with Kirby?
Yeah.
You guys still...
He sees all the movies. Huh? It's not like a grandma.
Yeah, he sees all the movies. Did you go see that with Kirby? You guys still dating?
Yeah, we watched it. Yeah, we said it. Yeah,
Did y'all do it?
We're still dating.
Did y'all do it? Did y'all do it?
Do what?
Do what?
This weekend. Did y'all do it?
But what is it?
We went to the movies. That's what you mean by that.
Oh, well, what did y'all do after that? And a romantic dinner?
We went home and we ate food.
Each other?
Oh, food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Each other.
A little candlelight or what?
No, I made taquitos. I baked taquitos.
Ooh, that's better.
So romantic. Yeah. You microwave some taquitos.
No, I bake them. I don't like microwave.
I bake them. It gets I'm all like soggy really into cooking, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually put my frozen taquitos in the oven.
But speaking of that, did y'all see where they're coming? They came out with a an air fryer where it fries your food with air.
That's a thing. So I don't know how I feel about that, honestly.
But you like microwave better?
So air fry your turkey this.
That sounds like it's going to be missing that fried face, like that about fried taste the or turkey. Something.
Or any food, any fried food. They instead of frying it in grease or oil, you fry it just with air. Like it fries the food with just air.
Oh, definitely not. So I'm sorry. I can't be a fan.
You're eliminating all of the extra calories.
You're such a sucker. You see this at like 2 in the morning infomercial?
No, I saw it on Facebook.
This science. Yeah, right.
But I'm sorry. No, going back
I'm
to
trying
justice.
To understand.
No, now I'm going to have to Google
it. So what is it? It's just like a box?
Okay, you know how, well, it's not a box. It's like a device. I mean, it's like an appliance. So you know how
not to interrupt your story, but I'm going to interrupt it real quick. It's a $200 cash prize this year. The stakes are higher for Twerksgiving.
Jeez, right. You can buy with $200.
What's that?
An air fryer. You can buy with that. It's actually $100, so you'll have extra money.
Where is this sponsorship contract? We need to be making money off of this while you're putting them on.
Exactly.
I'm not throwing a name of the, you know,
what's it called?
Brand.
The blower.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's called the blower?
The blower.
But that's mine I'm coming out with, you know, next week.
You're coming up with a gay version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh. So
you're selling the blower?
Yeah, the blower. Yeah. Blower. Yeah. Inbox me.
I deep fry my food, but everybody. It's like zero calories. Yeah.
It's all. It's just air.
Yeah, it's not a device. It's actually me just blowing on your fried food.
Exactly.
Right. On your food.
Yeah.
That's even better. That's even better.
It doesn't look cooked. No, it is. It is. Batman or Justice League. That's what it's called, right? Yeah. Batman versus Superman was the other one that didn't do too well. Did you like it?
It might as well have been, you know, Batman
versus Superman
again.
Yeah. But it was good though.
No, it was I liked it. I felt like they could have made the enemy, the evil character.
Yeah, but
more...
who remembers the enemies, right? In these movies, who was the enemy in Thor?
They're just monsters.
Yeah, they're just like a monster or whatever. The evil threat at that time. Nobody remembers villains.
What? The villains are the best part.
Not on these big blockbuster superhero movies anymore.
Oh, that's, you know, so what I mean? Lame.
No. Oh, Jeff Goldblum was the villain.
Who am I supposed
in
to
Thor.
Relate to?
Right. The Joker, you know, you have like these iconic villains, like
I want them to come with the Penguin again, the Penguin. I want them to come
These are
out
all
with
like,
that.
You know, kind of one-off
Catwoman,
characters.
Catwoman, which is not really a villain, but she's like back and forth.
Right. Villain.
Penguin.
Yeah.
The Penguin's a good
remember
villain.
The Penguin? I get so the good. Penguin. I'm very like squatty. No, this dude is epic.
No, but I missed the 1980s version of like Batman, the whole like, but Tim Burton directed those movies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I missed
that.
He did
the first three, the first two.
I missed that essence of like Batman and Gotham looking that way, and the newer ones just kind
of
like,
essence.
It's just like
essence
a city. It's just like a dark city.
No, I thought it was good. I thought it was going to be really bad, and then I was really excited about it. When I watched it, I was like, I wanted to be a superhero. I wanted to be with them. Like I liked it better than the Avengers and Thor.
They made them.
I did.
Really?
Did you watch it? Did you watch any of these?
No, I didn't watch the Justice League yet.
Did you like Thor?
Yes.
I didn't think it was that good. Thor. After you watch Justice League, you're like, oh, this is way better.
Well, I'm a female, so mostly I was just looking
at
Thor.
Chris.
Yeah, Chris. Mm-hmm.
The whole time.
Yeah. Me too.
It was an amazing
was
movie
the
whole entire time.
What was the movie about?
It was about Thor.
Uh-huh. That's all you know?
Nope.
Yeah. It was about Thor.
Well, for me, it was about Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they got...
That's what she's talking about.
I know, but...
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
But no, whenever they gouge his eye out, I'm all like, oh, my God, no! Oh, my God!
It's his best feature.
You're messing up, like, his face. Yeah. Anywhere but the face.
Don't do that. You can punch him in his body, but like, come on, that's the moneymaker, clearly.
No, I thought it was great. I used to watch, like, the Justice League cartoons back in the day, you know, like in the 90s or whatever, or 2000s or whatever. This was like an episode of the Justice League cartoon, and they got everybody right. It was lighthearted. Wonder Woman's hot.
Right.
And
she was.
Yeah.
You know, Aquaman, nobody really cared about the character.
Hold on, what are you talking about? Wait, don't do that. Don't do that.
I've been saying nobody cared.
Michael.
I seen the commercials. That man was sexy. And he's in water?
Great. Come yeah. on. That's true.
He did look good.
Yeah,
the
man was in water.
But
so
no,
wet and slippery. Yeah.
Nobody cares about it. And I was like, this is a boring character. Why would you do Aquaman? But he did really well.
He did a good job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone did great.
She's like, okay, now.
I'm just making sure. People were like, she was hating.
What about Flash? What do you think about Flash?
I thought he was great.
Kirby got messed. He got kind of like, I guess like mad because he thought they should.
Yes, like mad.
I know. I don't know why I said that other word.
He caused.
I don't know
scene.
Why I said messed up, but he got kind of like bothered by the fact that
it really
used
messed
a new
him up.
like character for Flash instead of the character
from the TV show.
Yeah, from the TV
show. Yeah,
it was
a big deal when that happened. But okay, it's all right. This guy was good though. I liked Ezra.
He did a good job.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I was very excited about it. I want them to do more of these. Like, stay on this path. Don't do the boring Zack Snyder stuff that you've been doing before, where everything takes forever and everybody's mad. And
so y'all are like
Superman was actually Superman.
So y'all are like DC fans?
Yes.
I'm a Marvel fan.
You need to get out of here right now.
I'm right. Both. I literally have no idea what's happening.
I like both. So
Sarah didn't know anything about anything pop culture.
I haven't seen any of these movies.
Yeah, Sarah watches stand-up comedy and that is it.
I do too.
And
we're just not talking about it right now.
Yeah, it will never come up. Trust me.
Sarah, what was the last stand-up comedy special you watched?
Ralphie May.
Ralph
bigger
May.
Than life.
He's dead. Yeah.
Yeah. Say, didn't he die?
Yeah. He was so good too. He was like.
Was he
funny.
So good?
He was. He was funny. Yeah. He was
you
funny.
You liked him a lot though.
I did.
Yeah.
I met him at the Edison Improv.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You went to go see him?
Like no, so 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
6 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was still big.
He was like Bobby big.
No, bigger than Bobby.
So what was the last special you watched, Sarah?
Yeah.
I like watching old ones. I watch like old Sarah Silverman ones all the time.
Oh, I thought you meant like Jerry Lewis.
Okay. No.
See her new show?
Like Milton Berle.
What
her new show?
What is it?
Hello America or something like that?
Yeah, Hello America with Sarah Silverman.
Or Welcome
Silverman.
To America
yeah,
or
something
like
that.
I need to watch
something
it.
It's so good. You'll like it. I like it.
Is it on Netflix?
I like everything she does.
It's a Hulu like show.
I want to be her.
Is it good though?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just,
I haven't seen it.
Skin her and wear her.
Oh,
that is what? Obsession. That is a.
I saw her.
She's
sending, you know, right?
She's sending me messages through the TV.
That's like,
yeah.
Science of the Lamb, like.
I can respect that,
yeah.
That guy.
That's a true fan.
But I would only do that if I like knew it would work. But unfortunately, I know too much.
I don't know. They said that they were able to transplant a head the other day. They said
that's
that.
True.
That was the whole thing.
And a penis.
But it's complicated, so I also want to like share a brain with her.
I didn't read that article. I don't know. that didn't interest
me. Oh, it was on like starnews.com or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, so you posted it.
Eric has a Google alert for just like penis news.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you imagine? You do have that, don't you?
No, I don't.
You wake up in the
just
morning like
medical updates.
It's called Morning Wood.
No, that's a good one.
You go through your whole thing.
That's a good one.
Oh, yes.
Morning Wood.
It's incredible.
Wood. Yeah, just like dry information, like medical advances.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. This is incredible.
Yeah.
It'll be epic. I'll share it on Facebook.
Just be updated. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely share that.
By the way, have you guys seen our new MZ Now Twerksgiving 2017 Snapchat filter?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the logo?
I thought you guys said the logo.
You did that?
We found out all together,
oh,
didn't
did?
We?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Jaime posted it. I'm like, Jaime, how can you tell me that there was a geo filter right
yeah.
now on Snapchat? He goes, oh, well, didn't you see it on Facebook? I was like, yeah, now I'm seeing it on Facebook, but you didn't tell
you
me.
You've been using this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all used it.
I was so
it.
Upset.
I at least got one.
But anyway, I was very excited about that. Justice League movie, and I hope they do more, and I hope they keep Zack Snyder out of it. And
I thought he directed this one, though.
Yeah, but then he had a personal tragedy and a family tragedy. He had to leave, and Josh, what is his name? Whedon or whatever his name is. You know what I'm talking about,
Will,
right?
Will Wheaton?
Not Will Wheaton.
Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Wheaton.
That's Family Guy.
Yeah.
No,
Will Wheaton.
Huda White.
Huda. Wuda. It's Wuda.
No, did you know that Superman, he actually had a full beard while filming this Justice League movie.
Yeah, they had to CGI the beard out.
I noticed it at first, but
that
then
that is
as
the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Because he was filming another movie at the time, right?
Well, they were doing the reshoots because Zach left. Joss came in to fix it up, and they had to reshoot some scenes probably to make them better, I would imagine. Mm. And but at that time, What's-His-Face was already filming another movie, and he had a mustache, so they had to CGI out the mustache.
Yeah.
So and you could tell.
His lips look kind of weird.
You're like really perfect at one point.
Chop
your
beard off.
What happened? Yeah, why couldn't you have a fake mustache?
You have to have a lot of money. Like you have to bring your lawyer into that contract like before the movie. Like he's not taking his beard off, guys, because he's going to be doing this. So still pay him and still put him in the movie.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's good.
Could you imagine the person that had to sit there and CGI? And it's all rushed because it was all last minute.
I would imagine.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
They should have waited.
Right.
I thought they should have waited because Thor just came out, and I
they did. They pushed this movie back so far already.
But still, they should have waited like a little further, maybe like.
I didn't like Thor, so.
Of course you didn't. Because you don't like Marvel.
What did you think?
I like Jeff Goldblum.
Oh,
not that I know who that is. You gotta give me a character name.
That was the bad guy, the guy that talks like this. And
got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
What did you think of Amy Adams as Lois Lane?
I never liked Amy.
You never liked her?
No, not as Lois Lane.
I thought she did a good job in this movie.
She did the same thing. Like you expect Lois Lane to be like, you know, like a go-getter reporter. It's Amy Adams. She doesn't play that role.
I thought Lois Lane had black hair, didn't she?
Yeah.
Why she have red in this?
Because Zach likes to screw everything up.
Oh, my God.
All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, it's Storksgiving 2017.
Siren sound. Wait,
call today.
MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv. Call the show at 1-888-MZ-LIVE.
What's up, first caller on 1-888-MZ-LIVE-5?
What do I wear?
What do you win?
Yeah, do I get a coffee cup or something like that?
Oh, no. No, that's way too expensive. But thanks for calling. So that was our first caller on 1-888-MZ-LIVE-5.
Call the show at 1-888-695-4835.
Would you like a virtual assistant that doesn't break the bank? You're in luck. The Alexis Stick does everything the leading brands do. Like, check the weather.
Hey, Alexis, can you check the weather, please?
Y'all better leave y'all wigs at home. The hoe's gonna be hot than a motherfucker.
It can even give you directions.
Hey, Alexis, what's the nearest Chili's?
Well, first of all, you need to go left down the street right here. And then when you get to that one light where that one bitch standing over there with that real good sign that's written a good permanent marker, make it right. Go down the street about 2 or 3, I don't know what miles it is, but it's, you won't see it on the right-hand side. And it's right next to the good wig store. And just go in, tell them you know who I is, and bring me back some of them chili peppers, spots and appetizers. I got a coupon. It's really good, and trust me, you won't live it.
And the best part? It's only $3.99. That's right, $3.99. And if you act now, you can get a second Alexis for an additional $3.99.
Hey, Alexis, what time is it?
Time for you to get a motherfucking watch. Who do you think I am? I'm barely waking up, too. What time is it? I was out late.
The Alexis Stick, available now.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Hey, Bill Nye the Science Guy here. Whenever I listen to the radio, I do what you're doing right now. I listen to Michael Zavala.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Happy Twerky Day. You're listening to the MZ Now Twerksgiving Special.
It is Twerksgiving 2017.
Twerksgiving.
That's
$2,000 what? Grand prize?
No. 200. Don't break the bank here.
Oh, my bad.
We have a budget. We gotta prepare for next year.
All right.
So again, just to reiterate, we did change the rules a little bit from last year. We don't have I think we had 4 people last year. We just cut it down to 2. The 2 best twerkies, as you will. In Dallas, Fort Worth area, and we're bringing them in here to go head to head.
All right.
Everybody get it?
Yes.
Now let's meet our judges. We'll start with Eric Starr.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Eric
Starr.
I'm here
from all the way from Oak Cliff, Texas. What's up?
Are you excited to be here?
Yes, I am.
Awesome.
I'm ready to see my homegirl, Fab.
And Jaime, the tattoo guy.
Hey, representing for Dallas Tattoo Jaime Studios.
Yeah. Where's
going
that at?
Down the block.
Right.
299 Regal Row.
Right.
Get at me.
Right down the hallway there.
Yeah, right down the hallway.
And our final judge, where you hail from?
I hail from Pensacola, Florida, but
I represent
the Triple D. Texas
What's
got
up?
More jobs, of course. You know?
And no hurricanes.
And no hurricanes.
Yeah.
So
oh, my God.
I don't got no white sand, though.
True, but we can go with that with my 35 year, you know. It's way better than Pensacola, but yes, representing the Triple D, Lola B.
All right, so now that we've met our judges, let's look at last year's winner, Myla, because she's just moved to St. Louis, Missouri, or Kansas City, Missouri, excuse me, and not in Texas.
Okay,
and
yeah,
she wanted to give a little bit of some advice to the new twerkies today and to talk about how Twerksgiving changed her life.
Hey, this is Mika. This is 2015 Twerksgiving winner. Oh, my God. It changed my life so much. I have so much opportunities from this. Oh, like, my family is together. I'm in music videos. Meeting so many people, going so many places. So, ladies, please bring your A game. And y'all need to go ahead and just bend it over and let it loose. And just go ahead and have fun. Good luck, ladies.
Another twerksgiving miracle.
I'm so happy for her.
Yeah. This is why we do what we do.
Did you get her famous quote from that year?
Oh, hit myself in the head.
Yeah.
Where's that? Hang on. Let me find it. It's somewhere on this
board.
That was
inspirational. Yes. It makes me want to get out there and change my life. What's working?
I wanted to cry.
Yeah.
Is this it?
Maybe I am queer.
Nope, that's not it. Where is it?
She was here in studio, and I forget what she was doing. I think it's walking up to the
She was trying to put her headphones on.
Yeah, and then she hit her head on the mic. And then she goes, oh my God, I hit myself in the head.
That's dedication right there.
I can't find it. It's here somewhere. But anyways, that was Myla from our 2016 winner.
I thought she said 15. She said 15.
She said 15, but yeah, she meant last year. 16. Oh, yeah. All right.
She was turned up.
Yeah, she was so busy from all the work.
all that promoting she's doing.
Let's remember what we're playing for here.
Okay.
We're playing for $200.
Wow.
And a Dempsey Dow swag bag. All right. Are we ready to do this?
I'm so ready.
Yeah, I already know it.
Let's bring in our first twerky. Sarah, can you bring in twerky number one?
Oh, those twerkies out there. Those Twinkies out there are horrible. Yeah.
Nope. Are they really?
I don't like them.
They're pumpkin spice. Yep, oh, perfect. Yeah, here's twerky number one.
Twerky number one.
Don't talk to that mic yet. Hang on.
You're going to put your purse down, twerky?
No, she twerks with her purse on. It's because
you're a professional.
She's a professional.
That or she is used to like just holding on to her belongings. True. So that don't get snatched.
That too.
All right, talking to that mic. There we go. All right, there we go. We
have so prepared.
Yeah, this is Jane from Mike's Types, 2017. The Jane. What she doesn't realize is technically she is disqualified from this competition because she already won a prize this year, which was the Mike's Types competition. But we, no matter how many times we've told her that, she doesn't understand that. So we have given her the opportunity to go head-to-head with twerky number two.
Okay. I just wanted to participate.
Yeah.
Say it again.
What was that voice?
No.
Oh, we disguised her voice. Yeah, her identity.
All right.
How I talk.
Now, Jane, are you in transition?
What were you asking, Eric?
Jane, are you in transition?
I'd rather not get into my personal life.
But, do you have anything pierced below the belt?
Would you like to find out?
Oh! We can arrange that, can you, Michael?
Yeah,
a
absolutely.
Different show. Okay.
Hey, turn the lights off. Ain't nobody want to see this.
Pull out the cameras.
All right, so Jane, you know what you're playing for here. Let's just go do it one more time so you know exactly. Oh, that's not it. You are playing for a $200 cash prize. Ooh. And an MC Dow swag bag worth $30.
Perfect.
So you're ready to play? There's a lot on the line here. So you know that this Twerksgiving, being Miss Twerksgiving could change your life. You understand that, right? It's a very big responsibility. And let's meet our judges. Eric Starr, Jaime the Tattoo Guy, and Lola B.
Yes, PhD in twerksology.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just gay. So right. I'm automatically know about twerking.
Do the gay people, do they twerk a lot?
Yes,
they do. Culture?
They do.
Yes.
Okay.
So
I'm, Oh, there's our whole audience is gay today.
Hey. All right. We all love penises.
Not me. That. Sorry, man. Beep that out.
All right. Let's start with twerky number one. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Get it, girl.
Yeah.
Come on, Jane.
Get it. Hey.
Now, Eric, like describe that? What's going on here.
I don't know, but it hurts my eyes.
Did you turn the lights off in there?
No, she's doing a good job.
I don't think
Jane's doing a good job.
Drink.
She has a good rhythm.
Describe her
she
outfit
has
as she's twerking.
She's wearing a Mickey Mouse sweat
right.
slash t-shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
She's wearing jeans that are tore from the knees.
Right. Something from the 90s, it looks like.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
But, all right. I'm thinking more like not Twilight Zone, but Back to the Future style, right?
what are you talking about?
Hey, girl. Hey. Hey. Hey.
All right, we're good. That's enough.
That's enough.
Good job.
Yes. Let's go around the room.
You definitely got my vote.
Let's go around the room and let's give her a little critique here. Now, again, I want everyone to know I am not a judge. I am just here hosting. I'm the Ryan Seacrest of this American Idol. Eric Starr.
I would critique wise. it got a little repetitive.
It was a little pitchy.
The same moves.
Yeah.
I'm used to variety and flexibility. But overall, I would have to give you, I don't know, An E for effort.
Okay.
Here we go. Awesome.
All right. Jaime the tattoo guy.
She really didn't turn around and twerk nothing.
Right. She faced you
she
most
faced
of the time.
She faced me most of the time. So right. I don't know what I was looking at.
Like, right.
I'm looking at a shirt and some jeans, but Mickey Mouse was twerking more than she was. I was like, damn, Mickey, get it, boy, get it. Nah, but shoot. I'll give her a D for like, damn, what the hell was that?
Lola B.
A D.
Well, you know, me for a Caucasian lady, you did very you did better than most. So you know, I'm like the Paula Deen of like you know, right, of course.
Did she exceed your expectations? Did she exceed your expectations?
She definitely exceeded my expectations again for a Caucasian lady. She's I wish right. she would Paula have showed Deen. Me that ass.
Right.
You know, but. E for effort.
E for effort.
E for effort. And so I enjoy two E's your confidence.
And a D.
I definitely enjoy your confidence.
All right.
Two E's and
Sarah,
a D.
Get this one out of here and bring in twerky number two.
You did amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Let's go. Bom, 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 bom.
Get out of here. Open that door. It's in hot in here.
Get out of here.
Yeah. All right.
It's okay.
So.
Oh, I feel bad.
Why?
Because I feel like.
Hey,
I don't know.
You know this is a good show. This is a good comedy show. She knows we're just messing around.
And she twerked continuously.
Yeah,
and she,
that was the longest
and
twerk.
Repetitively.
That was,
yeah, she knew to throw that ass in a circle.
Hey, will you open that door, Eric, so Sarah can get in?
I didn't see nothing but Mickey Mouse.
Right. She didn't turn around at all.
No.
Yeah, she pointed more towards Eric than anybody. Yeah.
She did. And she looked me right in my eyes before
she
started.
Was, she made eye contact.
She did. And I was like,
oh my God.
I can't help you.
Look who it is.
Last
returning
year, last
twerky.
Yeah, we can't be biased. We can't just do it like that.
All right. All right. Eric, will you set her up with her headphones and everything?
When she walked in. We was like, yeah.
I know.
You,
I
you did.
Now, let's talk about you for a second here. Now, last year, it was a very tough competition. People were in here screaming at each other because they didn't know who was going to win. It was between you and Myla, right? This year, you come in ready to take the crown at this point. But you've changed so much from last year. You were a bartender when we met you, right?
Yes.
And let me turn your mic on here. That'd probably help you.
Oh, man.
So she gets her own voice.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know why this mic's hissing, but we'll figure that out during the break. Okay, so when we last saw you, you were a bartender. Now you're like totally into fitness, and you're like a trainer and a hair stylist and all this stuff. What happened in the year that we last saw you?
Yes, well, actually, when I had came last year, I had just got with my coach, and I found him. I needed nutrition guidance, so when I found him, like, he changed my life. Like, I just followed what he told me to do, like, had me eat, supplements, what type of workout routine.
So you were just trying to do this for you. You're like, I'm just trying to get this stuff, you know.
Yes,
I need to.
Yes, I felt so depressed. Like I wasn't happy with myself.
Because
like,
you didn't win Twerksgiving? I didn't know how that
It can change your life, so we heard. It can change your life.
I already started with him before that, but, like, it's been a year.
Okay.
It's been a year, and a lot has changed. Yes, I personal train and I love it. I have a lot of clients. I've changed their lives.
Yeah.
And still doing it. And me myself, I have my NPC competition coming up in 2 weeks.
What's that? What's NPC?
NPC, National Physique Committee.
Oh, really? Ooh, so you're doing physique?
Yes.
That's
so
incredible.
I'm doing bikini. So wish me luck for that too.
Well, Eric, when Eric heard that you were coming back to compete in Twerksgiving, the head to head edition, which is what we're doing this year. He was so excited.
It should be body to body. She already won.
All right. So, you guys ready to do this?
Yes.
All right.
Woo!
Now, every single person in here had pulled out their phones, and no one did that for twerking number one.
Damn.
Look at those stars in that ass.
Yes. Twerking number one was scared.
Represent for Dallas. Woo! I like that.
That hair.
She had to take them off. She got the wall. She got the wall. Hey, yes.
She been working out. She been working
out. Yes.
Oh, man. This is incredible.
Oh.
She been working out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I think we saw enough here. Is it getting hot in here? Or is it because we have no AC? It's probably because we have no AC.
We have no AC.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
No.
But anyway, all right. Let's go around the room. Let's start with Lola B. Lola B. What did you think about a Fabuloso, as I call her? But she's my fabulous. It's not. That's what I call
am
it.
Going to say the name, honey. Yes, it goes. it went with the show, and I'm in love with your body. Your shoulders and your arms are A1. Yeah, yes,
they look a lot like mine, actually. Yeah.
Look at this. Ooh.
She's been working out the same place.
Not to be f-ing with her. Right. She is not the one. So, I understand. But you did very good, so I really enjoyed it. You gave me a lot of cheek action. You gave me a nice little, you threw it in the circle for me a little bit, and I liked that. And then plus you wore the right attire, so it was able to give enough jiggle, you know, ratio to thigh, you know, and you have an amazing body. So it went very well. And I like how you took the headphones off because you had to really get into
it. Yeah, you're like, you know? This music is distracting me from my art.
Yeah. You had to do it, but I loved it. I give it a definite 8.
Awesome. All right. An 8. All right.
I didn't know if he was going with letters or not.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
We're just throwing whatever out there.
We're going by letters or by numbers.
Whatever you want. It just
she's been working out, man. She's been working out. Yes. She worked it down. She did it. She did her thing.
Right.
She did her thing last time, but this time she did it right.
Right.
This time she got it.
Right.
All right.
All right. Did Eric it. Starr.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Okay.
That's the first and foremost.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so I want her to come here and show y'all.
Right.
Okay, that's what that is.
Right. Eric was mad.
Right. Okay. All right, so here's
I will give her 2 A's.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Double A's?
Yeah, double A's.
That's a battery.
One A for each cheek of that on that ass.
Right.
Okay.
You're going to turn him straight. Yeah. There's something about you going.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're doing something different, right? We're going to take a break. We'll get you guys some water or some alcohol, whatever you guys want.
Ooh. Okay.
And we're going to come back here. We're going to do a twerk off with both twerkies. And then we're going to do an elimination and figure out who the winner is, which is really only one elimination because there's only 2 people doing this. So, all right. So you guys ready? You feeling confident? Let's do this. So let's take a break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the MZ Now Twerks Giving Special.
Can you feel it?
Can't get enough of the show? Download the MZ Now mobile app, available for Android and iOS. Get behind-the-scene extras and exclusive bonus material. And get the shows before anyone else. The MZ Now mobile app, available now.
You've seen them on the big screen. Now they're back to take over your TV. Charlie Brown and the gang are back with a brand new holiday TV special. It's a Charlie Brown Twerksgiving. Join the Peanuts as they discover the true meaning of Twerksgiving.
Oh, good grief.
Don't miss it.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Yakko Warner, and you are listening to Michael Zavala. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because you're smart.
Hey, this is Chester Rushing from Stranger Things, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.
So I'm spending a lot of time on Craigslist recently. The holidays are coming in and, you know.
Been shopping. Okay.
I mean, it's not because of loneliness. I'm just saying it's, you know, like you have good deals and stuff like that.
Misconnections?
No, none of that. Just shopping.
A lot of men for men?
Escort?
None of that, no.
Female for women?
No. I
mean, no. Female for women.
I don't know.
But I came across this. This is local in the Dallas Craigslist. The title caught my attention because it wasn't specific.
Of course.
It said $250 an hour for arm candy. So I'm like,
what
I could do that.
What?
Yeah. This guy says, I didn't know it was a guy or girl at the time, but I opened it up and I'm like, oh, I can be eye candy. Yeah, sure. As a newly single guy, I would like to hire a gorgeous model to be my wedding date to a family member's upcoming Catholic wedding. He says, my hired plus one must be white or Asian, age 21 or 30.
Discrimination.
Mm. Wait, female, 21 or 30?
21 to 30.
Oh, it was all
right. Yeah, he has a big range there.
Okay.
Yeah. He's very loose on the age, but the race is very specific.
Yeah. Okay.
Must be attractive, educated, able to socialize with professionals, and able to handle her alcohol. Oh. The compensation is $250 an hour, minimum of 4 hours. You're guaranteed to make at least $1,000 for the evening.
Sheesh.
Half paid up front. Man.
Where is
Wow.
Can you share that with me? And I'll just come up as like an Asian, just happen to be dark skinned.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Like super tan.
Right.
Super tan.
We'll send this to Alexis. we will meet in a few days prior to the wedding in a public location to pick out a dress and I will pay for the dress. And on the day of the wedding, you are responsible for your own primping, hair and makeup. He puts that in parentheses.
Crimping?
Yeah.
So he just, your hair has to be crimped.
Right. Primping. Right. Yeah. And he goes, I can pick you up or pay for your Uber to the wedding venue depending on your comfort. So I'm trying to dissect this ad.
Okay.
Because the guy, all right, so the guy's obviously white.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Clearly.
he's got some money to blow. Mm-hmm. Maybe he doesn't, but I would imagine, reading this, he has a little bit of money to blow. Probably like a trust fund kid, because he's obviously a douchebag.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could tell by this.
Yes.
But you would think that he would have a lot of, like, if I need a date to a wedding, I need a really attractive girl to a wedding, I know, you know, 20 of them right now that I could call, right, and they would say yes, right? Yeah. This guy doesn't have that, and he's willing to pay over $1,000, or at least $1,000, to have a girl go to a wedding with him that he doesn't know.
That is kind
so of, what's the problem here? I'm trying to understand who this guy is.
He has no friends.
Or like, what if he's really ugly? Like really.
Or he could be really
well,
ugly.
Well, I mean, there's some girls that like to date ugly guys or hang out with ugly guys.
But what if he's like really, really ugly, like, like deformed ugly?
Oh, I don't know.
Because my thing, that is kind of, he's right. That is kind of weird. You know, you don't know any hot girls that you can just take to this wedding,
especially since you have money,
right?
Yeah. Especially a hot white girl, money. You would think that there's a plethora of them up in Uptown.
But I wonder why he's so like specific on the race. Like,
why don't he just
white
go
or Asian?
What does it matter? Like,
just go to a strip club and find you one.
But he said educated.
Yeah, educated.
So.
Oh, all right.
So go to a strip club, and yeah. Are you saying that strip club people are not?
We're not
educated?
Saying that. Oh, but we are saying that.
Yeah, that's just a weird ad.
Maybe
yeah.
An upscale strip club, maybe.
Like where?
I don't know, girl. I have no idea.
And he did say, he clearly said, you better be able to handle your liquor. That means he's going to get a drunk and he's going to.
No, there might be a lot of.
There's no in between. No, he's being too picky, though.
No, he's going to get drunk.
Well, and you know, it's not like.
Disappear on her.
Imagine I'm a chick.
With the money.
Right? Imagine I'm a girl and I see this ad and I'm like, you know what? I could use you $1,000 right now. This guy's probably a scumbag, but I'm going to do it. Right.
Yeah.
So she goes in, the guy says, okay, cool, you're hired. And I go and I pretend to be his date, right? Mm-hmm. Afterwards, does he continue to talk to the girl or not? I would say yes. He would try to develop some sort of relationship with her.
I would say no. That was business.
Yeah.
That's business.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, he's going to do that. That's what I'm saying. This type of guy is going to go up like, didn't we have a good time? I paid you. What about a movie next week or something like that? The girl's going to be like, no, I got my money. I'm done.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Because he's already picky. The dude's no.
It's already
absolutely
it's just
not.
Business.
I would assume he may try to make advances and be like, oh, for an extra. You know,
right.
G.
Yeah.
I, you know, like we can come back to the hotel.
I want to meet this guy. I want to bring
probably,
him in here.
He's probably one of them Bang Bros guys.
Who?
Ooh, what?
Bleep that out.
He said Bang Bros.
You know what I'm talking about? They offer him that money.
Yeah.
Come back and offer them more money. And
right.
Boom, it's over with.
All right. Let's not forget the reason why we're here. It's Twerksgiving 2017. Sarah is wrangling in the twerkies as
in,
we speak. And she is going to walk him out this way so we can do a historic twerk off because historic. During the break,
ooh,
the
down.
Judges wow. were torn. Yes. They didn't know who to pick.
Of course.
It wasn't as intense as last year. Last year was a lot of yelling and screaming.
We're going neck and neck.
Right.
I think
we're
Mickey like, Mouse just.
You just don't like
don't
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey
I think that's
Mouse.
What has. Now you're scarred.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You will never look at Mickey Mouse the same.
Never,
you will always
right.
remember
Mickey
this.
Mickey Mouse, like, oh my God, Mickey, what you doing?
Come on in, Sarah. You can sit down.
I'm going to have to give Mickey Mouse some.
I love how many clothes Sarah's wearing today.
Come on, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, Sarah's wearing like five layers of clothes today.
Ooh, a poncho?
Yeah,
good
poncho.
Lord, you know, hot. It's going to get hot in here.
So,
all right. It's going to get really hot in here because we got all this talent
bodies.
In
yeah.
here. Oh, my
all right.
gosh.
Bodies.
Let's recap what's going on. During the break, the judges had a very hard time making a decision on who would win the yes. Twerksgiving 2017 deal. Sarah, just to bring you up to speed. So, oh, yeah, here's your headphones.
She's not even listening.
Yeah. She's like, what?
What's happening? Yeah. What day is it?
What's going on? okay, so let's recap what we're playing for. Are you guys ready?
No.
It's a $200 cash prize and an MZ Now swag bag worth $30.
Woo!
And whoever doesn't win also gets a prize. We don't have all that figured out yet. They get something, yeah.
Yes,
we have these limited edition MZ Now stickers that we'll give away, too. Yeah, all right.
And we're going to sit out there and drink with her so she will
right.
be okay on the way.
Okay. All right. Judges.
That's what we're doing.
We're going to do a twerk off. You guys ready?
It's the battlefront.
Deep breaths.
Twerkies, are you guys good? You ready?
We're going to give them as much room as possible.
Yeah, you can.
Yes.
They don't
yes,
need to talk
yes.
at this point.
Yeah, they don't need to talk.
You know, this is part of the. Don't turn your face this way.
Can't be bashful if you're going to be a twerky.
Don't be afraid of the needle, please.
Right, yeah. Jaime says it about 15 times a day. All right, here we go. Sarah, what's going on here? Have you ever seen this before? You haven't ever been in the room when the twerkies have been
No, my
out.
Life is changing.
Yeah.
These this, stars is
I know,
up.
They're just...
I feel a little hypnotized.
Because of all the twerking?
I like the assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
I love
help
the
her
assistant.
Now.
All right. That's enough. We've seen enough. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Judges, let's talk about. Give them some words of encouragement. We're not crowning the winner right this second, but give them some words of encouragement.
You ladies are brave.
You're brave.
Yeah,
yes.
You got out there, and that shows a lot of.
Yeah, in front of all these people out here.
Bravo.
Yeah.
This is like really shady encouragement.
Right.
Like, good for you. Yeah. You really tried.
Yes.
Jaime, what do you have to say to him?
Good job, ladies.
Yeah.
They're showing up. We appreciate that.
Yes.
I'm glad somebody's here.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Jaime was thinking of himself.
That's right.
Yeah.
I want that $200, my damn self.
Eric Starr.
Got my bills to pay.
Once again, Fab, you know, just hypnotized me with those stars and everything.
Yeah.
So.
Representing for the boys. Yeah.
All right. So before we crown the winner here, Miss Twerksgiving 2017, by the way, this year, because the printers screwed up our certificate, it's a framed certificate saying Miss Twerksgiving 2017. That way you can hang that in your mantle or in your office. Next
in your
to
office.
Photos of your
in your office.
Yeah. With your diplomas and the pictures of the family and the kids and stuff, whatever. This goes right in there. It's a big achievement.
Yeah, put it on your resume, ladies.
Yes. Miss Twerksgiving 2017. Okay. And then while we're doing this, let's look into the grab bag, or the swag bag, excuse me.
Grab bag?
That Gucci swag bag.
Let's see what's
ooh,
in this, the
so
swag
amazing.
Bag.
Ooh, so amazing.
This is, I don't even know what's in here, to be honest with you. But here we go. Let's get the announcer.
It's the MC Dow swag bag. And here is a Reese's miniature cup. A miniature lava lamp, a cranberry candle.
Everybody loves cranberry.
That's not really good.
A thermos and a blanket.
Yes, keep you warm, ladies.
Is it a minion blanket?
All in a MZ Now basket of some sort.
So now the music's done. We're done with that.
So it got really dark.
Yeah, this is the intense music here. Jane, will you step up a little bit? Jane, put your phone away. This is very intense, as you can hear by the music. You did really well. They were very, amazed at the fact that you didn't actually twerk towards them. That was very brave. No one's ever done that before. Go ahead and step back. Fab, come forward if you don't mind. It was very amazing, everything that you did. You did fantastic. You were my favorite last year, even though I couldn't judge, and I didn't judge this year, but you were so far everyone's favorite. So go ahead and step back now.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. By the way, if you use the code MZ Uber or Uber MZ Now, you get $5 off your first Uber ride.
What?
Yeah.
What code?
Extremely random.
MZ Now. Uber MZ Now.
Thank
like
you.
I was trying to break up the monotony. All right.
Already.
Can you put that phone away, please? If you put the phone away, please. Not y'all.
Oh,
yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm talking about twerky number one.
Twerky.
Yeah, who is not paying attention whatsoever. This could change your life here if you win Miss Twerksgiving 2017. Again, we're playing for $200 and this MZ Now swag bag that we have here on the floor. All right. You guys ready?
I did the same thing.
No.
The suspense is killing me.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I'm just trying to
what,
build.
I was like, what are you waiting for?
I've built the tension here.
Really building tension.
You're doing good at it. It's
it was a really hard decision.
It was a very hard decision.
It was.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse or somebody who's actually twerking.
Right.
You know?
Mickey Mouse won the show.
Yeah. Twerky number one, Jane. How are you doing? Good?
Great.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. Fab, you have been crowned Miss Twerksgiving 2017. How do you make
Yay!
You feel?
Oh. I feel great.
Right? There you go.
She couldn't hear you. Say it again. Say it again. She didn't hear you.
You have been crowned Miss Twerksgiving 2017.
Thank you.
You win $200.
Oh my God, she's crying. It's like a beauty pageant.
Oh yeah, it's amazing.
No,
what advice would you give to future Miss Twerksgiving?
Yes. Wear something loose so you can be able to jiggle.
Right.
Ooh, that's real advice.
Oh, I don't know.
Participate next year.
We're back to tension.
That's practical
again.
Advice.
And come see her. And come see her to train.
Yeah. So where do you go? Let's talk about that. Where can people find out more about your training and your competitions and stuff?
On Instagram, you can go follow me on Instagram at Fabiola FABIOLAM21.
And that's your Instagram, and that you're going to post
everything
on there.
Everything.
Do you do like workout tips or anything like that?
Yes. Oh, and also you can go to my Snapchat. There, I post a lot.
A lot of stuff there too.
And that's Fabiola Moreno 21.
Perfect. Judges, what would you have to say to the loser? The loser. Hang on. We got to switch mics here. Hang on.
I would say to the loser, take notes from Fab. You might want to go train with her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Man. Will you be participating this year? Yes or no?
Hang on. Hang on.
Will you be participating next year is the question.
Try it again.
Hopefully, I'll be invited back next year.
Yeah.
Don't wear that Mickey Mouse shirt, okay?
Yeah. And wear something a little bit better than that. I mean, what are we doing?
Outfit.
Are we in like a...
Oh, my.
I did the best
that's
I
like
could.
It's like we're in an episode of Home Improvement.
Back to the Future type outfit, ain't it?
But I don't know what you're talking about, this Back to the Future.
I spent a lot of time getting ready today.
Marty.
No, Marty didn't wear a Mickey Mouse t-shirt and tore a pants.
No, but he wore jeans and stuff like that.
He wore jeans.
He wore jeans.
I enjoy it.
Good job,
cozy.
Yeah, good job. You know, we're not going to let you go home empty-handed. We are going to give you a... What do we have back here?
A
you know,
Gucci
we have this.
What do we have?
We have. You know what? You like Bob's Burgers, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then we have like a Bob's Burger thing. We'll give you. Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, you like Bob's Burger, Lola
yes,
B?
I'm Tina on the inside.
Oh, really? I'm peeing on the inside. Thank you guys again for all your hard twerking. Happy Twerksgiving to everybody. We will be off next week. We will be replaying the Bone Thugs and Harmony interview we did a couple of years ago because it's such a great interview. And I don't know, you can't get much better than that. And every time Bone Thugs come to town, they do call me and say, hey, can we do another interview or can you bring more Bone Thugs? But I'm like, we can't do better than what we've already done. I don't think. I mean, how?
What? Why are you doing that?
Invite me. What is going on here?
Well, no, what are we going to talk
about?
We have
everybody that time, dude.
Well, right, but how are you going to have a intimate conversation when you have five guys
right,
in here?
Right.
Everybody's going to be giving their own point of view. It's going to take forever. We're going to get through three questions. It wasn't just supposed to be flesh, but it ended up being just being flesh, and it worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
And it was still one of my favorite interviews of all time. So we will play that for Twerksgiving next week because we'll be off for the holiday, and then we'll be back after that. So. Anybody have anything to say? Or
hey, Flesh was beast. He was beast.
Lola B, what is your Instagram or Facebook? Or what
my
do you
Instagram
got?
Is lola.bees, two E's,
bees.
Two Z, like bees in the trap.
Oh, I was like, oh, that's like bees nuts.
You gotta be, you know, bees nuts. But follow me on Instagram, lola.bees.
You dirty. You dirty.
All right.
Of course.
Happy Twerksgiving, everyone. Stay safe. We will see you guys in a couple of weeks. Bye.
MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Call us up at 1-888-MZ-Live 5.